Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents like you are asking such thoughtful questions about their 6- and 7-year-old children, and today I want to talk about one that comes up again and again. My child can't see complex situations from different points of view. First, let me say this. If you're noticing this in your child right now, you're not seeing a problem. You're witnessing one of the most wonderful phases of brain development happening right before your eyes. Your child's brain is actively building the neural pathways for something researchers call advanced theory of mind. That's the beautiful capacity to understand that other people have thoughts, feelings, and viewpoints that are completely different from their own. Let me share what the magic book taught me about this. Between ages 6 and 7, children are in what scientists call a critical developmental window. Their brains are literally constructing the architecture for perspective taking and complex thinking. This isn't something they're failing at. This is something they're learning, and learning takes time. Dr. Kimberly Schoner-Trichel from the University of British Columbia conducted peer-reviewed research that showed something remarkable. When children receive supportive guidance and structured opportunities to practice perspective taking, they show measurable improvements. In her studies, elementary school children demonstrated a 15% increase in their ability to take others' views through social-emotional learning programs. 15%, that's significant growth, and it shows us that this skill can be actively nurtured. The Collaborative for Academic, Social, and Emotional Learning, which is one of the leading organizations in child development, identifies perspective taking as a core social awareness competency. They emphasize that this is a foundational skill for relationship building and responsible decision making in children ages 5 to 10. Your child is right in that window, building these essential abilities. Now, here's what I want you to understand. When your child only sees their side of a situation, when they struggle to imagine how someone else might feel differently, when they can't quite grasp that their friend might want something different than they do, they're not being selfish or difficult. Their brain is in the process of developing cognitive flexibility and executive function. These are complex neurological processes that take years to fully mature. Think about it this way. Your child spent their first 5 or 6 years learning that they have thoughts and feelings. Now, between 6 and 7, their brain is taking on an even more complex task. Learning that everyone else also has thoughts and feelings that might be completely different from theirs. That's a huge cognitive leap. It's like going from understanding that you exist to understanding that billions of other people exist with their own complete internal worlds. That's profound. So what can you do to support this beautiful brain growth? Let me share some gentle, evidence-based approaches that the magic book and research both recommend. First, narrate perspectives out loud. When you're reading a story together or watching something happen, gently point out what different people might be thinking or feeling. You might say something like, "Your sister looks sad. I wonder what she might be feeling right now." Or, "That character seems worried. What do you think they're worried about?" You're not quizzing your child. You're modeling the process of considering other viewpoints. Second, validate their perspective first, then gently introduce another. If your child is upset because their friend wanted to play a different game, you might say, "I can see you really wanted to play tag, and it's disappointing when friends want different things. I wonder what your friend was hoping for. Maybe they were really excited about their game idea too." You're honoring their feelings while gently opening the door to considering another perspective. Third, use real-life moments as gentle teaching opportunities. When you see someone at the park, at the store, in your neighborhood, you can wonder aloud together, "I wonder how that person is feeling today. What do you think they might be thinking about?" These casual observations help children practice the skill of imagining other people's internal experiences. Fourth, and this is so important, be patient with the process. Your child's prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain responsible for complex thinking and perspective taking, is still developing. It won't be fully mature until their mid-20s. So when they struggle to see another viewpoint, they're not being stubborn. They're being 6 or 7 years old, with a 6 or 7-year-old brain that's still growing. Now, let me tell you about a story that the magic book and I created specifically to help with this. It's called The Room Where Hearts Speak Softly, and it features two wonderful friends named Theo and Miles. In this story, Theo and Miles discover something magical. They realize that their parents have invisible worries and feelings that they cannot see on the outside. They learn that adults, and all people really, have internal experiences that are hidden from view. This story is so special because it introduces the foundational concept of perspective taking in a gentle, age-appropriate way. When Theo and Miles realize that their parents have invisible worries they cannot see, children watching or listening learn that other people have internal experiences different from their own. That's the core of perspective taking, presented through a beautiful, caring story. After you experience this story with your child, you can gently point out moments when someone might be feeling something on the inside that we cannot see on the outside. You might say, "Remember how Theo and Miles learned that people have invisible feelings? I wonder what invisible feelings that person might have right now." You're helping your child practice this emerging skill in a warm, connected way. The research is so clear on this. Longitudinal studies from the Society for Research in Child Development confirm that 6 to 7 year olds are in a critical growth period where their ability to consider multiple viewpoints expands significantly with supportive guidance. And that's what you're providing. Supportive guidance, patient teaching, loving connection. When you respond to your child's developing perspective-taking abilities with patience and structured support, you're nurturing essential cognitive and social-emotional skills. You're building the foundation for empathy, complex reasoning, and healthy relationships throughout their entire life. This matters so much. So here's what I want you to remember, wonderful parent. Your child isn't failing at perspective-taking. They're learning perspective-taking. Their brain is actively constructing the neural pathways they'll use for the rest of their life to understand others, to build relationships, to navigate complex social situations, to show empathy and compassion. You're doing beautifully. Your child is developing exactly as they should, and the Magic Book and I are here to support you every step of the way. You can find The Room Where Hearts Speak Softly and many other stories designed to support social-emotional learning in the Book of Inara app. These stories are created with love and backed by research to help children grow in gentle, meaningful ways. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for asking thoughtful questions about your child's development. Thank you for being the patient, loving parent that you are. With love and starlight, Inara.